Hello and welcome to Study Abroad and IELTS Trading Tips. In this episode, I will talk about the listening section of the IELTS Academic. You will listen to 4 recordings of native speakers, and as you hear, you have to simultaneously answer a series of questions. You will find questions related to what you are listening to in the question paper provided to you. So you will be listening and writing down answers at the same time. It will take around 30 minutes and then you will get additional 10 minutes to transfer those answers to an actual answer sheet. Each recording will contain 10 questions, and as I said earlier, you will be listening to 4 separate recordings so that you will be answering 40 questions, each containing 1 mark. Let's talk about what kind of recording you are going to listen. First recording will be a conversation between 2 people set in everyday social context. Second recording will be a monologue, also set in everyday social context, but it will be just one person speaking. It is likely to be a speech. Third recording will be again a conversation between 2 or more people set in an educational or training context. And fourth recording will be again a monologue on academic subject. It could be a university lecture. The first 2 recordings will be a conversation and monologue set in social context. The third and fourth recordings will be a conversation and monologue set in educational or academic context. I hope now you know how the listening test is structured. Let's move on to the types of questions that can be asked. There are 6 types of questions that can be asked. In this episode, I will explain each type in detail, but if you want to take an actual test of each type, then click on the link provided you in the description. I highly recommend you to practice each type before the test day. So the first question type is multiple choice. In multiple choice task, they might ask a question followed by 3 possible answers, or the beginning of the sentence followed by 3 possible ways to complete the sentence. You are required to choose the one correct answer from A, B, or C. Remember, you are not required to write down the whole answer, you are just required to write either A or B or C. Sometimes you are given a long list of possible answers and told that you have to choose more than one answer. So you have to read the questions and instructions very carefully before answering them. Let me give you a few tips on this one. Before the recording plays, skim through the questions first. For example, if you hear the recording of 1 to 5 questions, then quickly go through 1 to 5 questions only. Don't try to read everything and overwhelm yourself, because there will be pauses after each recording. Now, why am I telling you this? Because if you read questions in advance, you can spot the keywords quickly and answer accordingly. Let's move on to second task type, that is matching type. Matching questions are pretty common in IELTS listening exam, so you can at least expect to get 1 in your test too. You can usually expect them in recording 1 or 3, which is a conversation between 2 or more people. You are required to match a list of items from listening text to a set of options on the question paper. Read the instructions and questions thoroughly, because when you are listening, you should have an idea about question you are answering. Let's move on to third task type. That is going to be about diagram labeling. In this task type, you are required to complete labels on a plan, map, or diagram. You might be given a list of possible answers, or you will have to select the answers from recording itself. This type of question is likely to appear in second recording, which is a monologue about non-academic topic. Let's move on to the fourth task type. It will be about form, note, table, or flowchart completion. You are required to fill in gaps in an outline of a part or of all the listening text. The outline could be a form, a set of notes, a table, or flowchart. Let's move on to the fifth task type, that is sentence completion. You are required to read a set of sentences summarizing key information from all the listening text or from one part of it. You then fill a gap in each sentence using information from the listening text. A word limit is usually given, for example, no more than one word, and or a number. do not breach the given word limit or you will be penalized. Let's move on to the sixth and last question type, that is short answer questions. In this question type, you are required to read a question and then write a short answer using information from the listening text. A word limit is usually given, for example, no more than 3 words or a number. Remember, you are penalized for writing more than the stated number of words. Now, let's quickly talk about how you will be assessed in your listening section. 1 mark is awarded for each correct answer in the 40 question test, and there is no negative marking for wrong answer. So you should try to attempt all the questions. Scores out of 40 are converted to IELTS 9 band scale. When writing answer, you should take care about grammar and spelling because these are penalized. So this is it for today. I hope I was able to provide clarity on IELTS listening section. In the next episode, I will talk about IELTS reading section. So, see you soon. Bye-bye.